You're listening to Living Room on ReachMD. On this episode, Dr. Leonard Calabrese will discuss the relationship between long COVID and rheumatological conditions. Dr. Calabrese is the Vice Chairman of the Department of Rheumatic and Immunologic Disease and Head of the Section of Clinical Immunology at the Cleveland Clinic Foundation. Let's hear from him now.
Long COVID is a prime example of what we now refer to as post-acute infectious syndromes or infection-associated chronic conditions that have been around for a long, long time. But up until the COVID pandemic and the evolution of long COVID, these disorders have met with little interest in the general medical community, let alone the rheumatologic community, have often been surrounded by controversy, have not been the focus of robust clinical, basic, and translational research. And patients who had these, who often suffer greatly, have largely been marginalized. I've been interested in these diseases for over 30 years and rarely talked about it in rheumatologic circles. I've seen patients with ME/CFS, myalgic encephalomyelitis, chronic fatigue syndrome, is what we now refer to it. So now enter COVID-19, the global pandemic goes around the world, and lo and behold, at least 4% of people who experience COVID-19 are developing conditions very reminiscent of ME/CFS with fatigue and post-exertional malaise, diffuse pain, very reminiscent of fibromyalgia or nociplastic pain, neurocognitive symptomatology and postural intolerance, dysautonomia. And so it can no longer be marginalized. It can no longer be ignored. And I think rheumatology is one of the specialties that needs to incorporate education on this miniature pandemic and bring their resources to bear on trying to help these patients and figure out this condition.
That was Dr. Leonard Calabrese discussing the relationship between long COVID and rheumatological conditions. To access this and other episodes in our series, visit Living Room on ReachMD.com, where you can be part of the knowledge. Thanks for listening.